Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, chronicling 100 years of history at the nation's largest military installation. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Debbie Crane and Laura Laufer both grew up near Fort Bragg, both with fathers in the military. Debbie's father fought in World War II. Laura served in Vietnam. Like many who have seen combat, neither man talked much about their experiences. As adults, both women found themselves looking for answers about their father's military service. Here's Debbie Crane.
My dad was 20 years old when he jumped into Normandy on June 6, 1944. He carried dynamite in his haversack on his back. He had the caps taped to his shoes. I knew what he had done. I knew that he had jumped into Normandy, St. Mary Galice. I knew that he was in Battle of the Bulge. I knew that he jumped into Market Garden in Holland. I knew all these stories, but as far as specifics, I never knew specifics. Someone told me I needed to go see the movie Saving Private Ryan. You know, I grew up, we watched the old military movies on TV all the time, but that movie, I'll never forget, as soon as the movie came on and it showed the progress into St. Mary Galice, the landing on the shore, I started crying as soon as that movie started because it really hit home what my dad did, where he was, and how lucky I was that he came back home. It was very eye-opening for me. I asked him if he had ever wanted to see the movie. He said no, he didn't want to see it. He'd lived it, so, you know, been there, done that. It's taken years for him to even open up and talk about it. I never really understood it until I saw the movie.
Debbie's father, Lonnie Sanders, lives in South Carolina, age 93. For Laura Laufer, much of her father's military career remains a mystery. Richard Warren was assigned to the Special Forces. He died in 2005.
You know, you don't really know much. They don't tell you much. I know that he was in an engineering battalion, and he saw combat in Vietnam. I have all of his records to show that. I also have pictures of him in Cambodia and Laos. You know, I know he was involved in training the Vietnam Corps as well as working with the guerrillas in Cambodia and Laos, which, you know, nobody really knew much about at the time. So this one letter I found said that Dad, it was a letter somebody wrote when he died. It was one of his commanders and said that Dad saved many people's lives and he should have not made it, but he was very brave and also very lucky. I can see Dad wanting to go to protect other soldiers, you know, and knowing that he was a good leader and that he could help. I was told by people who served under him that he was a really great sergeant major. I know he was very heroic. You know, he's got Bronze Star with Valor, many, many awards. But it wasn't really until he died.
At the funeral, that all these men told these great stories about him. I just don't know much about it, but it was amazing to me that he, you know, he had done 5 tours and it was a really, really important part of his life. And I really think he saw it as the best part of his life.
Debbie and Laura's stories were recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.